listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com. Audio files will be available after the show, where you can download and listen anytime on your computer, mobile device, or join us live every week to practice English with real Americans speaking real English. All aboard the English Express.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us today on the English Express Radio Podcast with your hosts Cliff and Brandon.
Hello, everybody.
I'm thankful that you are a big fat jerk.
I am thankful for shoes because otherwise I would have much more projectiles in the bottom of my foot.
Why are we thankful for anything? Oh, it's Thanksgiving this week.
Huzzah.
I'm thankful for food.
I'm thankful for, I'm thankful that my kids don't suck as bad as other people's kids.
That's something good to be thankful for. Join us online at theenglishexpress.com. Send us emails. Let us know how we're doing. info@theenglishexpress.com. Or you can comment on Facebook or whatever that you want to do. Now, it is Thanksgiving. Last year, I think I mentioned this in our other show, we've been podcasting for well over a year now. We started Yeah, we started in early September of last year.
Oh, cool.
So we actually did a Thanksgiving show last year, and we're not going to do the same thing. Because last year we talked about the some of the origins, some of the things that were happening back then. Today we're going to just talk about the holiday in general. In Phoenix, 17-year-old Jamal Hinton got a text message from a strange person inviting him to Thanksgiving dinner.
Creepy.
Texter identified herself as "Yo, grandma." Invites him over to Thanksgiving dinner, and he's like, "What? What would you? How would you react if you got a strange text from a stranger inviting you to Thanksgiving dinner from your grandma when you know damn well it ain't your grandma?"
I'd be super confused, and I would probably figure they have the wrong number. Might tell them so, like, "Ain't no blinkin' Thelma here, man," and send it back.
Well, Jamal was wondering maybe it is grandma. So he asked for a photo just to be sure. They exchange selfies, and nope, it's a strange woman. And he's like, "You got the wrong number."
Now he's like sending sex pics of himself to a strange woman?
No, face selfies, not sex pics.
Well,
come
I mean,
on.
You can do things with your face. I'm just saying.
No, it's just regular photos, okay? And so it is confirmed that it was a mistake. She thought she was texting her grandson, but it wasn't her grandson. It was just a stranger. She got the phone number wrong. So Jamal texts her back and says, "Can I still get a plate, though?"
Right? And I'm still getting some of that turkey, right?
The grandma, who was later identified as Wanda from Mesa, Arizona, replied, "Of course you can. That's what grandmas do.
Aww.
Feed everyone."
How nice.
While Wanda had to change her phone number after her text with Jamal went viral. Okay, because this is like a, they posted them on Twitter. So you can like post text on Twitter and they went viral. So it's like all over the place. And so Grandma Wanda is like, "Oh no, my phone number is everywhere."
He didn't blur out her phone number when he posted them on the internet?
No. She just posted
this
them.
This is what's wrong with our public education system.
So, yeah, she had to change her phone number. But she's in talks. Jamal is in talks with Wanda's actual grandson to seriously come over for Thanksgiving. The grandson, the actual grandson who is supposed to get the text, he says, "Hey, another plate on Thanksgiving is always a great thing." So they're actually having him over for Thanksgiving dinner. I thought that was a cool story.
Grandma must suck at dinner. Otherwise, that kid would be defensive. Like, "No, I need my leftovers for turkey sandwiches."
Do you participate in Black Friday?
All Fridays matter. I go to like Amazon.com if that.
That's participating. Explain to people who don't know what the hell Black Friday is.
Well, it's a blurred lines situation now, but it used to be that the day after Thanksgiving, all the stores would open up really early and have huge discounts on everything.
Huge discounts.
So where they're huge. basically moving product just to get it off the shelf and not make a loss on it. You know, they're trying to sell what they have left over to get rid of it so that they don't have to write it off and lose all their investments.
Well, 63% of American consumers are now saying that Black Friday does not offer the best deals of the year.
It's true.
So WalletHub took an in-depth look at 2016's best things to buy on Black Friday, and they found that more than 20% offer zero savings compared with pre-Black Friday prices. And so they want to find out if shoppers are really getting the best deals. And so they compared the Black Friday price and the Black Friday price of a broad selection of items to identify offers that are actually worth the hassle, because it's a madhouse.
Yeah, it can be really bad. Like, I was outside of a Kohl's one year and the line stretched the length of the store, the length of the parking lot, and was wrapped around on the sidewalk.
So the top 10 deals this year. Number one is the Nordic Track Elite 3700 treadmill, where you'll save $1,000.
Yeah, I'll save even more than that by running outside.
And by the way, my favorite part is it's not even all treadmills. It's like that specific model. And I'm like, what is wrong with that model? Why is this one $1,000 off? Like the Nordic Track Elite 3800, they're like, oh no, that's full price. The 3700, you save $1,000. Take that one.
Yeah, that's the Samsung Galaxy S7 of treadmills.
A Dell XPS 13.3-inch touchscreen laptop. You save $375.
Off of what?
Off of the regular price.
You don't know what that is?
No.
I
didn't look that far into it, man. You look into it. I gave you the stats.
I'm like, is that off of $2,500? Because that's a crap deal.
I don't know. They're just the top 10 deals. How about a Sony 75-inch smart TV? Almost $500.
Yeah, baby.
Color Switch Plus Vancouver Fur Tree, $270.
Or not.
A Canon.
Color fur?
Fur, not fur, like animal fur. Fur,
like F-I-R. Okay, yeah. That makes way more sense.
Fur tree.
Color-changing fur tree. I was like... Where are we? What 1970s pimp's living room do we live in?
Canon digital SLR cameras, $250. Lifetime Adventure Tower playset, saved $900. An LG large capacity dryer, because that's what I want for Christmas, right? A dryer.
When I think Black Friday, I think household appliances.
The Xbox One, you're saving a big time. $29.
Oh boy.
And a Samsung refrigerator, $450.
I think I may have bought my Xbox One on a Black Friday sale, or maybe it was a Costco deal.
$29. That's big savings right there. Your top product categories, video games. That's software only video games. You don't actually get a cartridge. You'll save a third. Appliances, furniture, computers, phones, and toys. Your worst product categories, books. Nobody saves on books these days.
No.
Nobody buys books these days.
Ebooks, man.
Consumer packaged goods, consumer electronics, clothing, accessories, and jewelry are all terrible categories to save money on during the holiday season.
Yeah, dude, I love you mentioned digital video games. That whole concept is so much better than the cartridge video games.
I don't know. You know what? I remember as a kid the joy of going to Toys R Us and getting The Legend of Zelda. It was like gold. The plastic was gold. It cost me $50, and I was just in heaven. Because I had wanted this game. I had asked mom for it. I had begged and pleaded, and it took months before she finally took me and said, you can buy one video game. And you know, you look through all the titles and you pick one out, you purchase it, and that smell of
the plastic
when it comes out of the box is just intoxicating. I mean, I literally got high.
Yeah, but... literally intoxicated. He lost brain cells after that.
But it was a great time. And you can't, all the excitement as you drive home and you like, you can't wait to play it, and then you plug it in and then realize that you have to blow in it first.
Even though it's brand new and there's no dirt in it, you still got to blow in it and rub a Q-tip on the inside to make it work.
Oh man.
Where's the rubbing alcohol?
But it was an experience, and in today's day and age, I think a lot of that experience is lost. And
yeah, I agree. And there's also a big oversaturation where there's so many games. It's like you don't have that love of one as much, you know?
Yeah, it's like back in the days when you had fewer channels, fewer shows. And when a really good show came out, it was like a shared experience that we all got to have together. And nowadays, because there's so many things going, and sorry, I hit my microphone. So many things going in so many different directions that we don't have like that collective shared experience anymore.
But see, there's forums now though. So I'm like, I understand what you're saying. Like MASH, for example, everybody who was around at that time watched the series finale of MASH, and talked about it the next day, cried about it, whatever. But in America, it's like we just do that online. There's no water cooler. It's just a forum website, you know?
And it's more convenient, and in a lot of ways it's better, but in a lot of ways it's kind of sad. Yeah. I miss it.
And it's not, you're right. I don't think it's ever coming back. I don't think it's...
No, it's not. It's gone. But at least I was there. At least I remember it. The kids today, I'm going to be like the old man on the porch. Kids, back in my day...
We used to have to smell plastic to get high.
Got room for one more election story?
Oh, God.
I'm going to tell you anyway. Davenport, Iowa. Zach Cobert was a big Bernie Sanders supporter.
Like, he's fat and 300 plus?
No, he just really, really liked Bernie Sanders.
He's like over 7 feet tall. Got it. 300 foot pound, 7 foot tall.
So
guy.
I think it's fair to say that he was not into the Trump candidacy.
Really? A Bernie supporter didn't really get on board with Trump. Shocking.
But he was sure, as we all were, that Trump had virtually no chance from the beginning. He's like, it's not going to happen. His buddy, though, is a huge Trump supporter and was like, Trump's going to be president. Trump's going to do this. He's going to build a wall. And the guy's like, buddy, you need to get over it. Trump is not going to be president. He says, no, he is going to be president. And he's like, you want to bet? He goes, yes, I do want to bet.
Oh, no.
All right, what do you want to bet? If Donald Trump is president, you got to get a tattoo of Donald Trump somewhere on your body.
No.
Yep. Guess what? He's doing it.
Yeah, if you're going to bet, you got to go through with it, right?
Apparently, he's been an incredibly good sport. He let his Facebook followers not only pick the picture of Trump that he was going to use, which, you know, they picked the worst one.
See, if I was going to do that, I'd put up 5 that I like and be like, okay, guys
pick out of that. Maybe that's what he did.
That's how I would do it.
He also let them choose the location of where he'd get tattooed.
On your face.
I think he had rules. It ended up being his lower back. So in other words,
he got a Trump stamp.
He got a Trump stamp. Zach's girlfriend, Jenny Gang, says, I'm not happy with this situation at all.
Hey, at least you don't got to see it, right?
Well, she says, I have to look at it forever. Well, it not forever. Zach, I don't think she's going to be with you much longer. But a bet's a bet, right?
It's worth it in the end.
I would not even make this bet.
I mean, I can't ever see myself actually making the bet, especially with you, because I know you would enforce it.
Oh, yeah. Look, if you're going to be dumb enough to make the bet and the bet comes true, I'm going to rub that in your face.
You'll never let it go. It'd be decades from now.
No way. But if you did, you would go through with it, wouldn't you? You would have to.
So that's why I wouldn't make the bet. It's because I would go through with it if I made the bet.
Oh, remember in the Simpsons movie when Mr. Burns is like, you know, Smithers, I'm going to give all this money to charity. When pigs fly.
And then the pig goes sailing through the air behind them.
And they're both right in front of them. They're looking out the window. And then he looks at it and says, I'm still not giving the money to charity. That would be me. No, I don't. I just wouldn't make the bet. Did you know that North Korea has not told any of their people that Donald Trump has been elected president? They have no idea.
What did they say? Do they even know America's having an election?
I don't know. They must know. They have to know that an election is around, but they have not been told.
Do they even know what year it is?
I don't know, man. It's North Korea. They don't know a lot.
They may have an entirely different calendar. I have no idea.
Who knows? Year one is the birth of, daddy.
Exactly. Like, as soon as we had our current regime, that was year one. Now, anyone who says differently, we got a couple of lead pieces to show you.
And Denver has become the first city in the country to legalize social use of marijuana. In other words, social use, it's now legal to smoke weed in bars.
Oh, good.
I don't know. Man, it's kind of smelly.
Well, I mean, it should be... it should be like a smoking room outside, you know, able to smoke cigarettes.
What if I'm a bar who says I don't want to allow marijuana in my bar? I would imagine I'm allowed to ban it at my bar. But if you've got a bar across the street who says, hey, we can smoke marijuana anytime and every time. I mean, you don't have to go with the policy. So I think it's kind of up to the free market. Maybe I'm not against it after all.
Yeah, and people that are against the smell of it and don't like it, they will stop going to that bar that has allowed it and start going to the bar that says, we don't allow that here. And that's capitalism and free market at work.
Because I guarantee you right now, if I had a favorite bar and they started allowing marijuana smoke, I would leave.
Whereas if I had a favorite bar who's like, I'm not going to allow marijuana smoke, but then the bar across the street's like, dude, not only do I allow marijuana smoke, I have like my own special blends and stuff that you can sample. And I am a dispensary too. Like, oh yeah, that's a way better business model. I'm going over there. And I would leave the bar that has no marijuana.
Okay. So maybe these things are all going to work themselves out. So we'll see how it happens. All right. When we come back, I've got your dirtiest habits. And
how did you find out?
Well, we're going to talk about that and pack on the pound some of the worst holiday foods that you can eat this Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. So the things that you should not be eating coming up next on the English Express Radio Podcast. We'll be back right after this.
The past, the present, and the future walked into a bar. It was tense. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
Hi, I'm Cliff from the English Express Radio Podcast. If you need help with an art or video project, we know somebody who's got the proven experience to make any project come to life. Visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist and take a look at some of her art, film, and video work and graphic design. Years of experience mean she can capture your vision and produce the perfection you're looking for. So market your stuff the right way and visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist. Hi, this is Clef.
And I'm Brandon.
From the English Express Radio Podcast. Is learning English difficult?
Yeah, I've been struggling with that for 29 years now. And that's with practicing every single day.
Well, if you're looking to seriously practice your language skills, visit englishsteps.co.uk because they've got something different. You can actually travel to England. You can live with a qualified English teacher.
He'll make you tea and crumpets.
While you speak only English all day long and completely immerse yourself in the language. You can even take part in volunteer work for charity organizations all across Leeds, thus increasing your use of English in real-life situations. They specialize in adult-only courses because learning doesn't stop when you're a teenager. Learning never stops, so don't let anything stop you from visiting www.englishsteps.co.uk and learn more about how to build your language skills.
What are you going to learn today? You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast, number one among people who listen to us all the time.
Welcome back to the English Express Radio Podcast. Do you have certain
skills?
No, like certain utensils that you like to eat your food with, or it doesn't matter. Do you like plastic fork, knife? Who cares? Or do you have like certain cutlery where you're? Because like, I remember back when we were kids, and like I wanted to get certain forks, and I would like never want the other forks.
Oh, see, I thought you were asking me why I eat my cereal with a knife. And
but no,
on that question, no, if I'm picking just the forks, I don't care what fork I have.
Really? I enjoy certain forks. I have like favorite forks.
I also have like a wide variety of forks. I have like child sized forks and spoons and like then normal sized ones and serving sized ones. I'll even eat with a serving sized fork. I don't care. I'll go from child size to serving size without a problem. Doesn't matter.
Well, according to a new survey or a new study, eating food with heavy silver forks versus a plastic utensil absolutely makes your food taste better or worse. The shape, color, size, weight of cutlery you use has a discernible effect on food's flavor in your brain, according to researchers at the University of Oxford in England. Cheerio.
The color, you say?
Yes, it does. You might use a black fork, but paint chips that come off it don't taste very good.
Oh, yeah. That's why they don't, for the loose.
Yeah, that's why they don't paint forks black. But the color has a major effect on the taste. In fact, if you eat cheese from a knife instead of a fork or a spoon, it actually tastes saltier.
What? Lies.
And a white plastic spoon, if you use that rather than a black spoon, not only makes white yogurt taste better, so similar colors make the food taste better and sweeter, and it also makes the texture seem denser. However, black spoons make pink yogurt taste better.
What?
If you eat pink yogurt, you should be eating it with a black spoon, and it tastes much better for you.
I don't believe any of this until I try it. This all seems hokey banana nonsense.
Food tastes sweeter on small spoons. Like if you're eating a dessert, it tastes better with small spoons. And if the weight of your cutlery conforms to expectations, it impacts how the food tastes. Specifically, heavier cutlery like silver is associated with better food. So if you're eating with a cheap fork, it'll taste like crap food. If you eat with a big, heavy fork, it tastes like better, higher quality food.
We'll see. I'm going to test this theory. I'm going to eat salmon on toothpicks and black forks and white forks and Asian forks, and I'm going to taste
Asian forks.
See which one tastes better.
Now, of course, Thanksgiving is all about the food, right? Not about being thankful. It's about the food.
It's about the family.
And the food.
And the family.
And the food.
Food is important, but only if it's made by family.
From now until the end of the year, the average American is going to eat 600 additional calories per day that they would not normally be eating. And that's an extra 6 pounds.
Good job, America.
But if you know which foods are the worst culprits, you can battle back more effectively and not eat those things. Which, that's never going to happen. People are going to still eat this stuff.
Yeah, because the worst culprits taste the best. We all know this.
So, if you had to guess what the worst classic holiday drink is, You would guess?
Alcohol.
No. That's a classic holiday drink.
Yeah, the whistle, classic.
A classic holiday drink that's eggnog.
That was actually going to be my next guess.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Not bad. Yep, that's the best one, or worst one. At 350...
You know how to make eggnog worse?
How?
Add vodka.
No, that's how you make it better. It's got 350 calories and 19 grams of fat. Eggnog...
Per serving?
Per serving, and that's
criminy.
That's without the booze.
That's I'm guessing that's what, 6 or 8 ounces of liquid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
It contains milk, cream, and eggs. If you want a festive seasonal drink, but you don't want to do that, they say choose homemade hot chocolate instead. Just limit how much whipped cream you squirt on top. This is like the unfun list.
Yeah, they're like, how do you take a good situation and make it terrible? You know, and the answer to that is you fire Jim Harbaugh.
Oh God! Thank you for reminding me of that terrible situation.
It's Sunday.
Chip Kelly working out for you, 49ers? Yeah,
just about as well as he did for the Eagles. Big shocker.
What is the worst holiday appetizer?
The worst holiday appetizer.
This is big in New England specifically, but it's everywhere. It's available.
I'm like, I see, I have a love-hate relationship with those cheese logs.
That's not the worst. Crab cakes.
Oh, I guess I haven't had many crab cakes.
That's why I said it's biggest out in New England area. When crab is blended with mayonnaise and then rolled in breadcrumbs and cooked in a vat of bubbling fat, you end up with a delicious appetizer that weighs in at 400 calories and 19 grams of fat.
Because that sounds amazing, what you just described.
It is amazing. I've had one. I'm like, what is this? They say, oh, it's a crab cake. And I'm like... Hello, crab cakes.
More crab cakes.
Well,
fry bread to go with it.
One crab cake has more calories than 3 dozen shrimp.
Wow. Wait, you said it was 400 and something calories for one little crab cake?
Yeah.
That's like half of a McDonald's meal.
Yeah, it is. It is heaven in your mouth, though. Okay, if you had to guess what the worst holiday party cocktail is, what do you guess?
I don't know cocktails all that much.
Gin and tonic.
Really?
Yep. They say it tastes light, but gin and tonic actually has 210 calories and 22 grams of sugar thanks to the tonic water. So choosing champagne actually has 1/4 the amount of sugar. So...
Cause I'm like, I would do when I used to drink, I would have a big glass, like, I don't know how many ounces are in there, 10 or 12 or whatever, mm-hmm. but I would fill half the glass with rum, which is tons of sugar in rum. And I would mix the other half with Coke. And that's all I would drink is half a glass of rum, half a glass of Coke.
Jesus, that's a strong drink.
Oh yeah. And I would drink, you know, 3 of those an hour.
Wow. Yeah. That's probably not good, but gin and tonic turns out is worse. The worst holiday party snack, spinach and artichoke dip. That stuff is so good, though.
So good. I want some right now.
In addition to spinach and artichokes, it's primarily mayonnaise, sour cream, and cream cheese.
Oh, yeah. The three best creams.
Per serving, 285 calories, and that's without the crackers or chips.
Well, I use a sourdough bread. Oh, it's so good.
I like this. They say if you simply must have some, limit yourself to dip on one cracker. Which is like torture, in my opinion. Like, here, have a little piece of heaven. Oh, that's all you get. Worst holiday entree is prime rib. This holiday cut of beef that everyone loves comes from one of the fattiest parts of the cow, which means that you're eating 750 calories and 45 grams of fat with just one serving.
These fun police, they're terrible people, and they wouldn't be invited to my Thanksgiving, and I sure as hell wouldn't attend their Thanksgiving.
Prime rib is so good. They say, eat chicken instead.
No, no, I won't. I refuse.
And the worst holiday dessert?
Creme brulee.
Pecan pie a la mode.
Really?
There's no pie other than pecan pie that has more calories, more fat, and more sugar than pecans, even though some of the 810 calories and 65 grams of fat comes from healthy nuts. The corn syrup and sugar filling kind of kills that.
Yeah.
Better alternative after filling a filling heavy meal is angel food cake. Boring! It's made from egg whites and is virtually fat-free. It's also boring!
Yeah, if you are eating all of this to live longer, God, why? Like, you're not living. If you're avoiding ribs and why are you even here?
All right, real quick, your dirtiest habits. Do you text in the bathroom?
No.
I do.
I make full-on phone calls as it plops.
Oh, Lord. Well, they say flushing creates an aerosol of microbes that can land on your phone, and later you put it on your face.
Get in your beard.
When you use the blender, do you take it apart, or do you just, like, rinse it out and put it back?
I take it apart.
Oh, good stuff. They say if you don't unscrew it, you haven't really cleaned it, and you might be mixing microbes into your next smoothie.
Yeah, because it stays at the bottom.
How often do you clean your coffee maker?
Well, define clean.
Like, clean it out. They say the warm, damp reservoir is a bacteria mecca.
So I have, like, removable pieces that I rinse every time I use it. And, like, I run vinegar through it, like, once a month.
There you go. They say run a few pots of water until vinegar dissipates. And so that's a good way to clean it up. Are you lazy with your lens care?
Yes.
So am I.
I slept in my contacts tonight. Like, my eyes hurt because I fell asleep in my contacts.
Yeah, me
too. And I do that because my glasses are so dirty and I don't want to clean them.
Yeah, they say that we're terrible and we're full of bacteria.
Yeah.
And last, do you prop your feet up on the coffee table?
Don't have a coffee table, but if I did, I would.
Me too. I don't have a coffee table either, but when I did have one, that was like an ottoman to me.
Yeah, that's all it's for. I mean, it's like, it's an ottoman that can hold your drink a lot easier.
Right? Because, yeah. Well, they say that germs on your shoes transfer to your table, and then you touch the table, and then you touch the food. So they found really bad bacteria on 70% of bachelor's coffee tables.
Yeah, and somehow all the bachelors lived without getting sick.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think you have stomach acid for, weirdos?
Dude, if I'm in the bathroom eating a taco and a piece of lettuce falls on the bathroom floor, I eat it.
No kidding.
Because it's okay to eat pee, people. That's why James Franco is still alive.
You're gross. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us this week on the English Express Radio Podcast. See you guys next week. Email us info@theenglishexpress.com.